Thank you, Father, that we all can be here together with Brother Fritz. I wish to bless him, Lord. Fill him with your spirit. And now we want to ask you to open the hearts of the people that are in the room, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Feels like coming home if I'm here. Well done, people, apart from my family-in-law. But the years I know a lot of people here, so it's nice. I spoke in my own congregation, and the team was turn it inside out. So whatever is in your heart, that it cannot come out. Lots of speakers. Lots of speakers just use the same services twice, you know. And I thought, oh, this is good for me too. And but the Lord put something in my heart. That I had really in my heart to speak about what is in our heart, and that you can repent from it. And it is God's desire to live holy. Holy yourself is a calling from the Bible, and I think also for this day. It was just a beautiful text in Corinth. Repent. Do not sin no more. Some of you have no knowledge of the Lord. Paulus is really going for it. Some of you have no knowledge of the Lord, and you should be ashamed. Maybe it's a word that I can really act on myself, struggling with things, repeating struggles. And I stand here before you, as we all stand. I am also in the process, you know, nobody is perfect. And I read from the letter of John, of Jacob. It is let's see. Hebrew. Don't fake it. Don't. If somebody asks, how are you? You can say, I'm good. And that is the book of Timothy. Oh, that's not true. So I think it's James. But anyway, I will try to translate. So as I work at the City Hall in Emmeloord, somebody asked me, do you wish to put the rainbow flag out? I said, oui. So what do you do then? So I was first in office. I said, yeah, I don't really want to do it. He said, why? So what do you say? What is your answer? So I didn't raise flag, but it started a conversation. As a Christian, I just had to say, this is where I stand. I'm not gonna be carried out left or right. So it is not. So it's. Okay, it's difficult to translate. So he's talking about his borders, you know, that he respects everybody. But yeah, you also have your own beliefs. And I talked to my colleague about it. And he just said, oh yeah, you're like a church person. It was a good conversation. And it was respectful. And that room can be there. And like I said, James, that puts it in the... Okay, I will try. Consider it a pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. And we think, oh no, trials. I have troubles. How great. But you know, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So, if your faith is being tested, it will lead to perseverance. You don't go to a gym to work out without weights, you know. If you have no struggle, you can never... So apparently it is, we need it to be tested, all of us. And it brings steadfastness. And in 7 it is written that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is no doubt, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. Sometimes it feels, if you are far away from God or you are unstable in your faith, you know, you can be carried away by so many opinions, so many media streams, so many things. It's like, what do I have to believe, you know? And the one cure is to go back to the Lord, back to the Lord, to the one moment of Him that you need. And our loyalty, you know, being tested is like a test of our loyalty. Are you still with me? Blessed is the man who perseveres on the trial, because he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So, what does John say, James say? You know, just stand with the Lord. Just stand with the Lord if you're faced with being tested, and it's not always easy. It's not always easy. And James encourages us . So you are fortunate if you can look upon yourself and look in yourself, and you can be quiet and really let the word of God work in your heart. And James says some people are like a mirror, and you are confronted by yourself, lots of temptations. They are all from within your own desires. So how important is it to look in your heart, in your soul, look inside? What do I believe? What are my convictions? What are the things I'm vulnerable at? And can I look upon myself and see the truth? Galaten 5, it is written, the works of the Spirit against the works of the flesh. And the Bible just puts it, you know, how life should be. And James is not disregarding the mercy, but, you know, the mercy we received from Jesus should be visible in our lives, working of the Spirit. But are there still also not also the works of the flesh? And John says, everybody will be tempted. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. And in verse 23, it is like, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And how many times does it not happen that you are really surprised by yourself? How did you react on things that you thought you were better? The other one is better. You were jealous. You can think of so many things. Maybe sometimes to dampen these feelings, you know, we do it in ways that are not from the Lord. You know, and Jacob, James says, look at the Bible, that is the mirror of the law. And together with the Holy Spirit, look at your life and what is going on deep within. So many times we heard the sermon, the service, we heard the preaching, we just think, ah, it was nice, and we go to drink our coffee, and it fleets away again, you know? And James calls us upon to look inside us again and again, to confront ourselves. And I don't know what are your temptations. I don't know what are your deeper thoughts. Maybe you are here this morning, you think, I don't care anymore. I'm finished with life. Maybe you think of, there's not never an ending to my struggle. I will always be addicted to porn, suffering from alcohol, jealousness. Others have it better than me. This morning I have so much to say, you know. But it's about what's inside us, you know, and please let the Holy Spirit speak to our heart. And to really there is nothing that you can do about the birds that are flying over above your head, you know, the thoughts are thoughts sinful. Oh. But you can, you know, capture those thoughts in Jesus. And maybe you are having struggles with thoughts, you know. You can bow your head and we can just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those things, you know, and maybe do something about them. Not after coffee, but now. Please let God just speak to your heart, you know. What are the things that are in the way of living holy? John is calling us upon to live a clean life, a holy life. And I don't know what the things are in your life. I am often depressed, struggling with depression, giving negative thoughts. It can be such a struggle in your life, you know, such a part of your life. But the Bible calls upon us to be focused on the Lord. A long time ago, there was a brother that came stood next to me in a period that was not really going so well with me. One of the things he spoke was from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. That the weapons that we battle with are not the weapons of this world. You know, don't fight against these thoughts, you know, like... But in every stronghold and everything, you know, we can just put these thoughts captured in the name of Jesus. You know, we capture it in Jesus' name and put it under His law. And Jesus is above everything, you know. You know, if a soldier takes somebody prisoner, you know, it is just sent to Jesus, and the Lord will do His thing. Sometimes we are in a process. You don't have to do it alone, you know. If one of you is lacking of wisdom, it's a well-known Dutch guy. If one of you lacks wisdom, you can ask for it, you know. Sometimes the Lord wants to use people. We came back to Netherlands, to Karenavi, and the bridge collapsed. And there we were. It never happened to me. You know, my father-in-law saw things like this. We were just looking at the bridge, you know, what happened. And, you know, if there you have a struggle, just look for somebody that can be next to you, that can help you. If the bridge of your life is broken. We were going together, you know, and that's just like with Jesus, you know, the our helper, the Holy Spirit. We need Him so much. And if you are lacking in wisdom, the next step is going to the water. And we had to it was pretty scary, you know. The water is rushing, and of course you have to teach from others. Maybe there are others that have had the same experience as you. Don't be scared to give others your advice. maybe if they're not even waiting for it. But above everything, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He is the one that wishes to teach you. We were just looking at cars driving through the river. That's pretty big boulders. But they're underwater. And you know, if I have to traverse this river, you know, I have to know where the rocks are, the boulders. I have to know the route. So you are just observing. Looking at what the others are doing. And the back of a truck is pretty high, you know. If the truck hit a road, hit a boulder, we could just see it, you know. And then it's just in our life, you know. Sometimes we look at others that are going the same way, traversing the same perils, and if you see something, yeah, maybe there are circumstances we have to avoid. They're not just not helping, you know, making a barrier between God and us, casting a barrier between the intimacy that I desire with the Lord. And I drove away, and I forgot my phone. That just happened, you know. Should I go back or not? I didn't. I left it at home, you know. And later I tried to do it the entire day without looking at my phone. No internet, no news, no WhatsApp, no Instagram, nothing. And there was no internet for one day. You know, it just confronted myself. I am maybe addicted to internet. If you ever saw the documentary, The Social Dilemma, and everything is just really focused on getting your attention, the blinks, the notifications, just, you know, it releases something in your mind, you know. And of course, internet has good things, good sides. So I had Spotify, had nice Christian music. But it's important that we discover the boulders in our life. What are your obstacles? Maybe it's money. Maybe it's time. So many hobbies that you have. Maybe it's more like an addiction. Maybe it's games or gambling or porn or whatever. Then you see my little car. So now it's happening. You know, we looked at the hurdles we had to traverse. You know, and I had some advice. At duct taped electrical components, and there we go. In four-wheel drive, and go, you know, go with that banana. And I have to tell you, it was difficult. It was not easy. You just have to go, you know. And if you fall, stall, you have a problem. Part of your life is underwater. But you have to keep on going, you know? And how much faith do you have in God? How much faith do I have in the that He's truly helping me? Or do I think that I can do it myself? If you have to travel through the water, I am with you. And you got all kinds of beautiful texts in the Bible, what is very good. Sometimes from within, you know, things are a little different. People, what do you say, you know, what do you do? You will. The Bible says you will travel rivers and you will not be flooded away. And you can see the children and, you know, everything. And we came where we had to go, you know, but it was strange, you know. It was flooded and we were with an arch through the current of the river. And we had to just really navigate. It's not always easy, you know, life. It's not always a straight path. Sometimes it would be nice. But God uses the process to really root Himself in my life. And if God tells about sin in my life, I have a responsibility to do something with that. And I can do it with others, with my father-in-law, and my wife took the picture. So the bridge was broken down, but you could climb the bridge a little bit, and you had to jump a little bit, but on foot it was possible, so she took the pictures, but the bridge was broken. Just as in life, sometimes the bridges are broken, you know, and it starts a process. And suddenly there is the unexpected. And there you are. And there you are. And even this morning, it is said, be holy, you know, because I am holy. It is not something that is impossible. It is more like a mission. It is like Paulus writes, you know, just come to your senses and don't sin no more. But together with the Holy Spirit and brothers and sisters, it is possible. You know, and it is all in the way, how do you look upon God, you know? And God has the power to flood you with all His powers so that you will always have enough. And you will have enough to do good. Is this the image you have from the Lord? He is your Father. He wishes to flood you with good things. The Lord gives seeds to sow and bread to eat. More than enough. This is the way our Father is, you know. He doesn't cast us aside if we are struggling, you know. there was a song that we sang a lot in Bolivia. The song is called Father of Light, Padre de Luz. And every good gift is from the Lord. And they came to me, please, can we sing that song again? And the faith those little children had in Bolivia, you know, they had so much faith. And that there is a good father that takes care of you. And all that is good, the Lord wishes to just give it to you. Wishes to flood you with his goodness. You know, in this context, you can look at your own struggles different, you know. And the Lord is so much bigger than the struggle you are currently in. And James says, be kind. Put every wickedness and unimaginable behavior, put it aside. And it is my calling out to you. Are you ready to change? If you have a hardened heart towards the Lord, please repent from it, you know? Try to change. Be willing to change. To be put things in the light. You know, and really just give your struggle to the Lord. And it can be such a struggle. And the Holy Spirit is our provider, you know. And he gives us what we need to change. Praise the Lord. So that we can change. We ask you if we can really know the will of the Lord. You know, just call the Lord, you know, and you will change. He will change you. You will bear fruit, but because of all the good that you do, your knowledge of God will grow. He will receive the power and the strength so that you can persevere in everything and endure everything so that these fruits can come from within you. Truly rivers of living water flowing from our midst. And the Bible is always talking about going from inward to outward, you know. But we also need the Lord that fills our innest, you know, and we need to repent our sins and change so that we can be healed, and healed in so many ways. And you will bear fruit because of all the good that you do, and the Lord produces fruit in our life. And I really wish to invite you today, you know, to really confront your whatever your struggles are. Just really ask if the Lord will put this mirror in front of you. Have the courage to have the convocation. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you wish to speak to our heart. And you call us to change our lives. You call us, Lord, to live holy. And you call upon us, Lord, to be real and not to fake it. That everything is going okay. Well, it's not going okay at all, you know. Please shine your light so we can bring it in the light. Lord, pray for your truth in our thinking. I pray that you help us to really help us to really capture and put these thoughts that are hindering us so, Lord, under your authority, you know, that they can be prisoners, your prisoners, Lord Jesus. And we wish it no longer, these thoughts, these things, Lord. We wish them no longer. We place them in, we capture, we bind these spirits. And Lord, Holy Spirit, please speak to us. You know, testify in our hearts, you know, that we are bought and prayed, that we are free. Thank you, Lord, that we can be in your freedom. And like Paulus says, sin no more. I wish to obey you, Lord, really obey you. And we desire you, your presence, Lord, a clean life, Lord. Life that we are steadfast in, Lord. We will not be carried away left and right, you know, in the storms of life and the false teachings. That we can be at rest, Lord, with you. Make us holy, Lord, make us holy.